Check this baby out.
The planet has a fever.
And the only prescription is more cowbell.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Hello.
Oh, no, they're back.
Testing.
No, yeah, no. Oh, yes.
1, 2, 1, 2.
Gigi Edgley, I play Chiana on Farscape, and I'm the host of Jim Henson's Creature Shot Challenge, and you're listening to Two Downies Dudes.
Julian, what's a shithawk? Some kind of a shitty bird that swoops down and puts poop onto you.
So here's the deal. Jeremy is unaware of what's going on tonight. He just came and sat down, threw on the headphones, grabbed the mic.
No right. Fear.
Now, he is the self-proclaimed master of prank calls.
He is. Uh-oh, this is the fucking setup for failure.
Yeah.
Ever have he seen one.
We're going to try to throw him for a loop. What we're going to do is he's going to call some people, and he doesn't know until the phone is pretty much ringing exactly who he is and what he's calling for. So he's just got a couple of rings of the phone to kind of get in character and get prepared for this.
Right.
So I'm just going to dial and hand him the phone. All right. So.
La 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 la.
La 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 la.
He's got to get into character real quick. He's got to prepare.
Just got to make sure my full range is there.
All right. So right now you are going to call as your gay black character, Tyrone.
Yo, what's up? Tyrone here.
And you are calling on an engagement ring. Well, actually, it's not really an engagement ring. It's a pretty shitty ring for like $40. But you're going to try to talk him down. But you are trying to propose to a young gentleman that works at the gas station that you don't know and you've never talked to or been on a date with. But unbeknownst to him, you're going to try to propose to him. So that's why you're trying to buy this ring. Alright, here we go. I'll flip around the laptop for you so you can see the ring in question. It's a beauty.
Hello?
Yes, hello. I'm calling about your ring. Yeah,
genuine. How you doing?
Not too bad. How you doing? My name's Tyrone. What's going on this evening?
Not much at all. I'm going to the hospital to visit a friend.
Jesus, I'm sorry to hear about that, but is that ring still for sale? Is it available?
Yes, it is. You're talking about the turquoise sterling silver one?
The genuine rhodium natural Larimar?
Yes.
My middle name's Lamar. My middle name is Tyrone Lamar McMurphy. How's that? Put that in your pipe, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that ring. I'm going to use that ring for a special occasion. Is the price negotiable?
Are you in Maine?
Yeah, I'm in Maine. Why would I be calling out of state, silly?
Oh, because it just seems like I had one guy say, as soon as you mail it to me, I check it out, and I'll pay for it after I receive it.
I ain't going to do that. I'm going to meet you. I'm going to buy that ring. I'm going to run up to that gas station and make a little something happen.
Yeah. That'd be fine. What you could do, Tyrone, I'm just going to the hospital to visit a friend that just got critical care. So I'm not in home by my house right now.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't work. I'm disabled.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Is this ring, what's the history behind this ring? Is this something that, like, you want to hold on to?
It's brand new. No, it's brand new. I have a store on eBay, and some unknown reason.
Oh, really? What kind of store do you have? What else are you selling in that store? You got any shoes?
I can show you. I've got Sony headphones. I've got a lot of stuff.
I love me some Sony headphones. You know what I'm saying? I got the Beats. You got any of them Beats?
Yep.
You do? How much you selling them Beats for? What do we talk about a package deal? I'll give you 25 for the ring and 35 for some Beats.
Oh, you're talking about the Dr. Dre Beats?
Hell yeah, Dr. Dre Beats.
No, I don't have the Dr. Dre's.
What beats you have? You got like red beets, like turnip beets? Is that what you're talking about? You think I'm talking about beets, silly? I like collard greens, not beets.
You would have to look at them. I've got 11 different styles of different Sonys.
All right. Is this ring? See, here's the deal. My friend Alexander, he works as a petroleum technician over there at the Irvins, and he pumps gas. You know, he's a petroleum transfer technician. You know, that's what he does, and he's special to me. I wanna make this a special night. You think this is a proper ring for engagement?
Oh, definitely. It's nice. It's genuine. I even have a certificate of.
Can I get that size change? Because he's got some big fingers. He's got some fatty fingers. I felt them fingers many times, and they ain't no size 7. I can tell you that right now.
Well, you could easily get a size in any jewelry store.
I'm talking, his fingers is like probably size 12. You seen them Johnsonville brats? That's what his fingers look like. That's no joke. It's like his hands is a stack of bananas.
And you want to engage to this woman? Oh, what a nice guy you are.
No, it's a man. It's a man. Oh, that just became legal, so we're going to make this happen, you know? I love this beautiful state of Maine. Is that okay? I mean, it's a ring.
I don't care. Why would I care? You give it to.
You sound a little hesitant.
I just want to sell it.
All right. I'm down with that. So, I got your number. How about I give you a call back once you get out of the hospital and we make something happen? Now, you got a sit?
Okay.
You got a sit-go right near in Farmingdale?
Yeah, I live in Farmingdale.
Yeah, I'm looking at your webpage, so I know where you at. I mean, well, I know what town you're at. I don't know where you live or anything.
Yeah, I live in Farmingdale by the farm.
So what else you got for sale? You got any sexy shoes? I need some shoes, because we're going to be popping this off. You know, I'm getting married. Man, I love Alexander. He's just got the softest touch. I think it's because he moisturizes in between pumping gas. You know what I'm saying? You get all that shit on your hands, and it dries you up, and so you got to moisturize, or... Oh, those hands, when they touch my face. I mean, it's like the touch of love. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Well, we're just about at the hospital. Why don't you give me a call either tonight about 9 o'clock or tomorrow?
You take care. What was your name again?
My name's Scott.
Scott, you take care of yourself, all right, buddy?
Yes, you too. Thank you, Tyrone, for calling.
Have a good night. Love you.
Okay.
100 points for that round.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So wait, the guy was in the fucking hospital?
You said you didn't hear him? He was headed to see a friend that was in critical care. I was like, oh shit.
Oh man.
Time to run with it.
He's gonna have a story for his buddy that might cheer him up. You know?
That's not gonna believe this call I just got.
You're changing the world one prank call at a time. Oh man,
oh, that's beautiful.
All right, next.
Next.
We get a couple more in store for you.
Jesus,
this is a this is gonna be a long, long night for you, brother.
It's all right. You got it, man. See what happens.
Oh God, I almost self-proclaimed king of fucking prank calls, man. My eyes are watering. It's fucking Jesus. banana fingers.
Jesus. No.
You ever seen them Johnsonville brats? That's how big his fingers are.
He's like, that's a big lady. You going to marry him?
Lady?
Oh, that's great.
I don't know if they're up on the times in Farmingdale. Where is Farmingdale? Out in Western Maine, right?
I think so. Far enough away, we don't really care where Farmingdale is. Was he okay with the fact that it was going to be a man?
He got used to it. He's just trying to sell that shitty ring, man. He doesn't give a shit at this point.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that was definitely, just enduring that was probably not worth the $40. He's probably going to take it off now. Like, this isn't fucking worth my time. $40, I got to deal with this shit. Fucking throw the ring away. The deal is, you are cold calling these people. You are an Australian stockbroker. And you're trying to sell them some stocks for a new upstart. It's going to be the next biggest thing, and they're shoes made from wallaby hides. So you're like a financial advisor, and you want to sell them some stocks for this new company that makes wallaby shoes.
Jesus.
Sell them some stocks. This new company's going to be huge.
Hello?
Hello, Matt McCoy here. Master, with whom I'm speaking?
This is Dot.
Hi, Dot. Nice to talk to you. Listen, I'm calling from Melbourne Mutual here down in Australia, and I got a new business proposal I'd like to run by you. How you doing tonight?
Well, I'm doing good, but I'm not interested.
Well, can you listen to the pitch just for a second? It'll blow your mind. Tell me about your favorite, most comfortable pair of shoes. What?
My husband says, don't pass them on to you.
No, I just want to hear about you and your husband's favorite pair of shoes, because I don't know if you've ever had a pair of shoes that is comfortable as what I got on right now.
Well, I'm not interested, and I'm not going to waste time on my time.
I just want to run it by you. Maybe you talk to your friends, and I'll give you some of the profits. At least
you take and enjoy your evening.
Have you ever heard of
I'm
wallaby walkers?
I'm going to hang up.
These are wallaby walkers. They're made straight out of wallaby skins. Please, ma'am. Listen, damn you.
She wasn't buying it.
She wasn't interested in Wallaby Walkers.
That was great, though. Great names and everything.
That's beautiful. Oh. I'll give him 100 points for that one, too.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Yeah, it's too bad she wouldn't have been more receptive.
I know.
She could have gotten in at the ground level.
Right?
It's the next Google.
I was offering her. I was going to go 5 points.
She didn't even give you a chance to give her
and husband in the background was having none of it.
No. Don't pass it over here. Jesus, I'm fucking watching Jeopardy right now, you dumb fucking whore. We've been married 67 years, and you still call me a dumb whore.
I'd like to hook it up with a pair of wallaby walkers, right?
Want a little walkabout?
That's right.
All of you walkers. See if we run into some Aborigines.
I actually have a boomerang straight out of Australia.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
I had an exchange student I went to high school with. She visited. She brought me a boomerang.
Fucking right.
I haven't even opened the package or tried it yet, so.
Well, there you go.
A legit boomerang.
Like real. She brought one last time, like 6 or 7 years ago, and I tried to throw it. You know where that lobster place is? This side of the bridge before Trenton on the left.
Yes.
It's got like an outdoor elevated patio.
Yeah.
I almost cracked somebody in the head when I threw it. It was. It didn't go so well.
So it came back. You just didn't come back to you.
It went, but it never really came back, and it went up high. So I got to work on my boomerang skills.
All right. So I can't remember exactly where he was from, but you had a character, Ralph from.
You're just Ralph from Robinson?
Ralph Robinson.
Down east, yeah, right. Buddy.
Well, Ralph is going to call about a snowmobile, and this is a 1986 Arctic Cat Jag, and she's a beauty. So, ooh, summer price, $200. I'll turn it around so you can see it in here. All right, but problem is Ralph doesn't have any cash. Because he hasn't gotten his check yet, his disability check.
Of course.
But he's got some smelts. He's looking to trade some smelts.
Smelts? Are smelts? It's not smelt time of year. Strawberries.
There you go.
Strawberries? All right, strawberries were.
King of fucking prank calls right
here. Yeah. Authenticity.
Smelts aren't running, folks. So you can't fucking bag it with smelts. Jesus Christ.
You got some frozen in the freezer to throw in.
Message. GH22.
Oh, fuck you.
The number you have called
your
is
message
no
GH28.
If
he got his phone disconnected because
he didn't sell his $200 snowmobile.
His sled.
That was the cover of his fucking cell phone bill.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. All right, I got another one we can try.
Another number. Same pitch.
Yep. Same concept. Different snowmobile. Also $200 though.
Jesus, that's sales. A fucking deal. Anybody I might listening? Have to call him back in real person.
Yeah, anybody listening, this is the time of year right now to hop on Uncle Henry's and get a $200 snowmobile.
From 1982.
Barrett, I know you're listening. Yeah. And I know you want a sled.
Please state your name after the tone, and Google Voice will try to reach.
Main bait.
I don't know, I said something.
It's down in Bellbridge.
Yes.
Everybody's having supper down on the bridge.
He's tied out. He might be digging.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hey, I'm calling about the sled up that you got in Uncle Henry's. Is this Hi. Is this Dale? You selling that, Dale?
Yeah, I got both sleds. What sled are you calling about?
I'm calling about the 96 Attacat Z8580. Yeah, that's a good-looking pot sled. How, what are you looking for? You looking for 200 for that, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I ain't got much money right now, but I got about 10 quarts strawberries picked fresh up Tate's. What say we make something happen? Your lady does a wicked mean fucking strawberry shortcake, if you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, jeez. I called me back about 10 minutes. I got to take this call. Sorry.
Oh, wait. Listen, we going to make something happen or what? You don't like strawberry shortcake? Who don't like strawberry shortcake?
Wow. She had another phone call.
Wow, you're getting shot down left and right.
I know. It's rough. It's hard out there for a strawberry salesman.
It's hard out here for a shortcake. Trying to get this money in his pay.
All right, that's a fucking tough act to follow. But
how about we call the Walmart electronics department? And I got something for you.
All right, beautiful.
I'll go freestyle for you. Okay. All right.
We want.
Will you guys be able to hear it?
No.
Oh, you won't.
Well, kinda. If we listen hard enough, we can.
Right. Do we want Ellsworth Walmart, Bangor Walmart? You got a preference?
Probably Bangor. Let's get out of our own
backyard. Yeah.
We don't need to rip on our homies up there at Walmart.
That's true.
Might even have some listening right now.
To anybody that's offended out there by what's coming, go fuck yourself.
Amen to that.
That's our motto.
Yeah, it is our motto.
Jesus. I was laughing at him.
I'm sorry. I forgot you got a ball.
Jesus. Fucking hey, I don't know if I can use my ears anymore.
We don't have the emphysema isolating headphones
yet.
Yeah. Maybe after our next contribution we can get some of those. All right, let's try this.
Thank you for calling Walmart. Good evening, thanks for calling me, Ring of Walmart. How may I help you?
Hello, can I speak to the electronics department?
Which one?
The electronics department. I need to talk to somebody about the video game.
All right, here you go.
Thank you.
Walmart electronics.
Hello, I got a couple questions I need to ask you. Are you the brand new run the electronics department?
I work in the electronics department right now, yes.
Okay, my mom just bought me a PS4, and I love video games. It's really awesome, and I already played the Batman game, the old one, Arkham Asylum, so I'm wondering, is there any way that... Do you have Arkham Knight, the new one? I want to be Batman, and in the Batman, in the new one, you can drive the Batmobile. And when I saw it, that true? Can you drive the Batmobile?
I honestly couldn't tell you if you could or couldn't. I haven't played the new one.
You haven't played the new one? Is there someone? Is anybody near that has? You need.
I'm the only one in the department.
Is there any customer you can ask? And I need to know about, because I don't want to. You know, I work hard for my money. I work. And I want to be able to spend my money and drive the Batmobile.
I don't. Do you have the ability to get on the internet?
What is the internet?
If you can get onto the internet, you can do a Google search to see if you can do that.
What is Google? My mommy put me on the phone, and that's how I got a hold of you. She told me call Walmart and see if they got the new Batman game, cause she thought. You can drive the Batmobile. I want to drive the Batmobile.
I can see if I have it in stock, but I don't know if you can.
Can you see if you got it and then ask somebody? If somebody, like, buy the case, ask them.
There's nobody that I can ask right now. I don't have anybody in my department, and I don't even see anybody who looks like they would play that game.
Okay. Can you see if you got it? Can you see if you got it? Just see if you got it.
What system do you need it for?
PlayStation 4.
4? All right.
4.
This guy is so stressed right now.
So bad.
He's like, I
to eat $15 an hour for this shit.
He's going on strike next week.
I do have it.
Oh, thank goodness! Yes! 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 How late are you open, sir?
We are open until midnight.
What is your name?
My name is Malcolm.
Malcolm, I just want to say you are a great person for finding that for me. But is there any way, can you look on the back of the package and see if you drive the Batmobile?
I can try. I'll be right back.
What about the book? Have you got a book that tells you how to get into the game? Is there a book?
No, I can't open the package and see if there's a book.
No, there's... there's a book that walks you through the game. Sometimes the big books.
Oh, a strategy. Yeah, I can see if there's one to go
yes.
with
it. Yes! Do you have one of those?
I will look. I'll be right back.
Malcolm. Malcolm?
Yeah?
Thank you.
I'll be right back.
Oh, my God. Look at tears streaming down my face.
Malcolm fucking hates his job so bad right now.
Is he looking for the book or is he gone?
He's going to Martin's tomorrow. I have to deal with this shit there.
Oh my god. How is he still on the phone? Oh god.
How is he not?
Malcolm, hurry up. Malcolm, I gotta pee. Malcolm, I gotta go potty.
The visual is great.
Malcolm, I gotta go potty.
He really gets in character.
Malcolm, I gotta pee. Malcolm, I gotta go. I gotta go, Malcolm, I gotta pee. Hurry up, Malcolm, I gotta pee. Malcolm. Malcolm.
All right, so
Malcolm,
the back of the package doesn't say if you can or cannot drive the Batmobile.
Okay, Malcolm, can you hold on a second? I gotta go pee. Can you hold on a minute? I'll be right back. Just hold on a minute. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I just really had to go to the bathroom. I went holding it because I drank some soda today. Jake, mommy gave me some Dr. Peppers and I just went pee. So, what did the package say?
The back of the package says that it doesn't say if you can drive the Batmobile or not.
Are there any pictures?
I have a strategy guide for the game.
Excellent. What does it say? Where do you get to drive the Batmobile? Do you? Does it show any pictures? Are you driving the Batmobile? Are the pictures driving the Batmobile on the strategy guide?
I didn't see any on the strategy guide.
Oh, my. Can you flip through it real quick?
I really can't. I'm the only one here. I've got a lot of people.
You just said there was no one there. When I asked you to ask somebody, you said nobody was there.
That was about 5 minutes ago.
Can you ask one of those people if they've ever played the game?
I can try, but it's kind of an invasion of personal privacy.
Yeah, it's a video game.
I cannot ask them.
Is it against Walmart policy to ask them if they're playing video games? I'm just curious. I just want to see if anybody's driving the Batmobile. It's so big and sweet. You sure you can't ask them money?
I will be right back.
All right, I'll be right here.
Jesus Christ.
We're going on 9 minutes.
You have it on the parking lot polling people as they're leaving the store.
He's running over to GameStop right now. You fucking guys played this Batman game a while.
Tell me if the Batmobile's in it. For fuck's sake.
Fuck's going on, hey Dale.
What's going on, Larry? This is Dale down Millbridge.
Yeah, this is Larry from Lubeck.
And guys wanted us to come down here and do a pissa today, so we're going to do a pissa about fireworks. No, Dale, that's a PSA. Yeah, that's a pissa. Right. What's that spell? I mean,
PSA. That sounds like pissa to me.
Yeah, that's how I pronounce it. Unless it's like one of those like psychologists where the P is silent. So
maybe
it's just
issa.
A sa.
Yeah, sa. Probably what it is, yeah.
So we're going to do a little sa.
Right.
about dangers of fireworks.
Well, really, it's kind of a pisser because of that story about that poor young fella down there, down my neck of the woods, really.
Yeah, that was, and it is a pisser because I hope they don't friggin' ban them things again or whatever. Because, I mean, if you want to light off fireworks, like, don't do it on your head.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, hold them in your hand. You can hold them in your hand. Hold like, them,
or, right.
We shoot the Roman candles at each other.
That's
like,
right.
You can do that.
Yeah, you know what I mean? If you're like 10 or 15 feet away from something like that, you're pretty safe distance. You're good, really. Yeah. It's only going to bounce off you.
Exactly, yeah.
Scorch your shirt a little bit, maybe. Right.
Well, Jibby caught on fire that one time, but you keep a bucket of water or whatever close by, you
that's
can
not,
shoot fireworks
right.
at each other.
And Jibby only caught on fire because he'd spilt so much goddamn whiskey on him that night that he was pretty much walking fucking torch.
Yeah, he was pretty flammable at that point already, so that was just a fluke thing. Like, that was his own fault. That had nothing to do with the fireworks.
Right.
So, try not to spill your booze on yourself.
Right, while you're playing with fireworks.
While you're playing with fireworks.
Right, so maybe wear like your grunions or something, you know what I mean?
Yeah, oil slicks, that's a hell of an
then
idea.
Take them off before you light the fireworks so that you got all the dribbles off you and stuff.
Right, just, you know, be safe. If you're out on the boat and you're lighting off friggin' fireworks and it's like, it's blowing, you know, and you're catching some waves, like,
right.
I don't know, maybe just hold them a little bit tighter at the bottom, you know, when the boat's friggin' moving.
Yeah.
Just take precautions.
Yeah, that's right. Hold on tight and don't, you know, if you're pointing them around at everybody or whatever, just try to get a safe distance away.
Yeah, or make sure, like, people aren't too hammered, you know, make sure they're aware enough they can jump out of the way, dodge it, you know what I mean? If it comes flying at them, they can move.
Right. If you see Jibby fucking, you know, ass over tea kettle over the stern of the boat or whatever, and he's puking, like, don't fire one up his ass, you know what I mean? Just leave him alone, let him do his thing.
Or don't, like, yeah, don't set one in his butt crack.
Right.
Or, like,
might be kind of funny. Right. I mean, you can try that, right? Like, you stick a sparkler up there or something, lighter off, that's kind of funny, but
don't do it on his head.
Right.
You know?
Right. Avoid
unless it's like one of the small ones.
Right, like an M80 or something.
Yeah, something like that I don't think kill you. They're couple stitches or whatever, but that's just part of it. Like, you just accept, you know, that when you're lighting off fireworks, some of you may end up with a third-degree burn or some stitches, but
We want people, you know, going to the ER, not the morgue.
Yeah, you don't want to die. It's going to be dangerous. You're going to get hammered. And you might lose a finger, but don't do anything stupid.
Right, exactly. You know, try to be safe out there.
Yeah. All right, so Governor LePage, it's good to have you on the podcast.
Why?
Well, because you're kind of a big deal, and we don't get big guests like you very often.
No.
No, not at all. You're actually the first politician we've had on here, so welcome. Now, I know you were under fire at one point for some comments that you made to the NAACP. What was it again that you told them to do?
Kiss my butt.
Right, that was the comment.
Kiss my butt.
Yeah, so I think you kind of got a name as a racist.
My son happens to be black.
Well, that's true. Your son does happen to be
black. My wife happens to be black.
Well, I don't think your wife is black, is she?
My mother-in-law happens to be black.
So your wife and mother-in-law are also black.
Why?
I wasn't aware that they were black. I mean,
science.
Well, yeah, that is science, I guess. Well, it's more genetics, which is a science, so I guess.
My wife happens to be black.
I think I've met your wife, actually, and she's not black.
My mother-in-law from Asia happens to be black.
Your mother-in-law from Asia happens to be black. Okay.
Science.
Yeah, that is science. Well, I think it's more genetics, which is a science.
No.
Yeah, actually.
The fact of the matter is, kiss my butt.
Well, I mean, that's a little aggressive. I didn't mean to offend you. Now, who is this that you have with you today? Is this an intern or...
Not my wife.
Right, no, that's definitely not your wife. She's much younger than your wife.
Not my wife.
No, definitely not. She kind of seems to have her hands all over you. She's not in college.
She's out of college. She's not in college.
Okay, all right. So she's out of college, still pretty young and looks foreign.
From Asia.
Right, again, from Asia. So do you have any thoughts on the current economy in Maine?
Happens to be black.
The economy happens to be black?
Happens to be black.
No, I mean, we've got a black president right now, but I don't think that makes the economy black by default.
Why?
Why? Because the economy doesn't really have a race or a color.
Kiss my butt.
Oh, okay. I guess that's a touchy subject. Maybe you don't really know a lot about the economy. I mean, we're just trying to keep jobs.
Problem. Clean.
No, I don't have a problem. I just think that's kind of a vague answer and maybe a little racist, too, to call the economy black. I don't really know what that means.
My wife happens to be black.
Your wife happens to be black.
My son happens to be black.
Well, I knew your son was.
My mother-in-law happens to be black.
Okay, now you're just saying that people are black. I don't think everyone in your family is black.
I am running for governor.
No, you're already governor, so you don't have to keep running.
They can look at my family picture.
Well, okay, so if they look at your family picture, they'll see that your wife and mother-in-law are black?
My wife happens to be black.
Okay.
My mother-in-law happens to be black.
Okay, so the whole family's black. Got it. Clearly you're not a racist.
They can look at my family picture.
Okay. Everybody in your family happens to be black. You're just a black family, pretty much the Obamas.
Similar to estrogen.
I don't think that's similar to estrogen. What about alternative energy? How do you feel about alternative energy?
If you take a plastic ball and put it in the microwave and it heated up, science.
Well, I don't think that's really going to help us. That's not really a form
science.
Of energy. Well, science could help us find alternative fuels. I don't think a plastic bottle in the microwave is one of them.
They can do whatever they'd like.
They can, yeah. I mean, wind and solar are definitely options.
No.
Oh, so they're not. So you're against wind and solar energy, huh?
Problem.
No, I don't have a problem. I just wanted to make that clear that you're against those types of alternative energy.
My son happens to be black.
Well, I don't really see what that has to do with alternative energy.
About ready to punch my mother-in-law.
That makes you want to punch your mother-in-law. Alternative energy, huh? That's such a touchy subject.
From Asia.
From Asia.
My mother from Asia.
Your mother's from Asia. Okay, so your mother's
from... My mother-in-law.
Your mother's from Asia.
From Asia.
And your mother-in-law's from Asia. And they're all black. Your wife, your son.
The fact of the matter is, my son happens to be black.
Right. Very diverse family.
My wife happens to be black. My mother-in-law from Asia happens to be black.
Right. I know. Your mother-in-law from Asia happens to be black, which is kind of odd. Not a lot of black people in Asia. But I'll take your word for it.
So much that you can do.
There is so much you can do.
If you take a plastic ball to put it in the microwave and it heated up, science.
All right, Governor LePage. Well, thanks for coming in, and we hope to have you back sometime.
No.
Well, okay, probably not. I guess we've offended you. But thanks for coming anyway. Yeah, well, since we're just on the path of offending people, we might as well segue into...
something incredibly offensive?
Yeah. That's
excellent.
What we do best.
Fucking right.
So a while back... I can't even remember what podcast it was. Probably be smart if we looked it up and
we could do that, but we won't.
No, we're fucking lazy.
So on a podcast we did before.
Yeah, at some point, Dale announced his candidacy for president.
He did.
Of the United States.
He's going to run for president.
So
I asked him what platform he was running on. He said he was going to stand on a bait bucket.
Yeah, I don't think he quite understood what a platform is.
No.
But there are kind of some new developments in his campaign, some claims being made that he may not be qualified for the job.
Yeah, some people have been slinging some dirt.
Yeah, so I think he's going to come in and, you know, give us a little rebuttal.
All right.
What's going on? This is Dale Down Millbridge.
What's happening today, Dale?
Yeah, people be calling me President Dale Down Millbridge.
Pretty soon they will be.
Yeah, well, I don't know, though, because I... Do you have to move? Can I just, like, stay in Millbridge and kind of do it from there?
No, you kind of have to go to D.C.
So I'm going to be Dale down D.C.
You'll be Dale down in D.C., yep.
Huh. Jeez, I didn't really think about that.
Well, it's got a good ring to it, though. I mean...
Yeah, but I'm going to have some bumper stickers changed and stuff. Christ, we got thousands of them printed up. Say Dale down Millbridge. Now they're going to say Dale down D.C.
Right.
Frig. All right, well, anyway... Some people have been slinging mud, I guess.
So, apparently, Dale, some people have been slinging some dirt your way, saying that you are unqualified for the office of president.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. I can friggin' sling some mud, too, because I've been friggin' worming clamming my whole goddamn life. So, they want to sling mud. I can friggin' sling mud way quicker than they can. I'll sling it right at them. But, as far as me not being qualified, I think I'm plenty qualified for run for president because I spent a year and a half as president.
Right.
So I've already been in the president role of the Timberland Street Road Association down Millbridge.
Okay. So that you held somewhat of an office?
Kinda. I mean, well, it was supposed to be 2-year term, but about a year and a half in, I got in a little tussle with a Frumway, friggin' masshole, lived down on Timberland Way, that was, he didn't think he was going to pay his road dues because he was only there during the summer, so he didn't think he should pay for friggin' plowing with everyone else during the wintertime, and that's fucking bullshit. So I told him, and I threw one punch at him. Everybody got all freaked out. We were at Larry's house having a road association meeting. Everybody got all freaked out, and they, you know, ejected me from the position, whatever you want to call it.
Right. They forced you to resign.
Yeah. So that was bullshit. That weren't really my fault. And, you know, also I was on the volunteer fire department down Millbridge.
That's true. I remember this.
Yeah. And, you know, that kind of ended too a little early. But, again, it was bullshit because I showed up one time on a call. I mean, they called me up 4 o'clock in the afternoon. You got to expect that I'm going to be 3 sheets to the wind. You know what I mean?
Okay, I suppose.
So, you know, a Tuesday afternoon, 4 o'clock, I'm going to be pretty hammered. So
That's pretty normal.
You want me there or not?
Right.
You know, somebody's house burning down. My house is on fire. I don't care if some guy shows up, hammered, falling down in his underwear, you know. And I wasn't...
You were in your underwear,
Yeah, I was in my underwear, but, I mean, it was friggin' warm out. I mean, it was a fire, too, so, like, I didn't want to get overheating. You know, I wasn't going to throw on all kinds of layers to stand out by a fire. So
That's a way to think about it.
I carried my own weight, though. I helped them hold the hose and everything, and I helped wave on traffic and fell over a couple times, but it's better than me not being there.
This is true.
So, you know, that was kind of bullshit that they kicked me off. I think it was politics. I think somebody headed out for me in the volunteer fire department.
So you're familiar then with how politics work.
Oh, yeah. I think there was lobbyists and stuff involved, and there was espionage and probably other words I don't even know that was going on that got me kicked off of that. So,
right.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
So is that the only 2 offices you've held, or I mean, have you had any more experience with holding any kind of an office? Or
well, I mean, I done a lot of community outreach, you know, just helping out in the community. I donated a whole bunch of clams to benefit for Missy Jordan, down Millbridge, you know, when she had her leg thing, whatever she had, her leg was, you know, had a rotten hole in it or something, and you know, so I donated some clams to have a benefit for her and for bingo night and, you know, just things like that. I mean, the other day I was down at the dump and old lady was trying to sling some trash bags up into the dumpster.
Right.
She couldn't get them in. So I muckle right hold of those things. I freaking throw them right up in there. I didn't even charge her nothing.
So you like to help out? You lend a hand when you can?
Yeah. She didn't even have to ask me. I just did it just because I'm nice and I do, you know, community stuff like that, and you know, the rest I think I can just figure out, you know, because
you mean as far as the rest of what it takes to be the president of the United States.
Yeah, policies and I don't really know,
like tax code,
right? Economy. I don't know what economy means, but I think that's like, I don't know, that's some kind of organization or something. That's probably a committee, I don't know. But Larry's boy there, he's pretty good with the computers. He can probably just Googlepedia that for me and just tell me what the economy is, or I hire guys that figure all that smart stuff out, and I just make the big decisions, you know what I mean, like whether we're going to bomb Iraqistan or not. Like, that's the type of stuff I'm interested in. The little day-to-day details, I'll just hire people to do that, you know, like assistants or whatever. I don't know what the positions are called, but, you know, like
Secretary of the Treasury, the Secretary of Defense.
Well, I mean, I only need one secretary. You know, I can't be that much paperwork, you know, when people call him, but...
Oh, there could be a fair amount.
All right, well, yeah, maybe, I don't know, a couple secretaries, like secretary of the phone, secretary of the paperwork, you know, whatever.
All right.
But, you know, and I can hire a couple guys to just grief me on the issues.
Yeah, you could do that. So you see, you seem like you've really thought about this, and that you've got a plan in place for if and when you win the presidency, how you would actually manage and handle the country as a whole.
I think so. I think I got a better plan than Hillary Bush does.
Hillary Bush. Okay. How do you feel about any of the competition out there? I mean, how do you feel about the people you'd be running up against? So, you know, the Hillary Bush, as you put it, or...
I don't really know, because like I said, I was going to hire people to do most of that stuff for me, to do like the thinking for me or whatever, and just make like the big decisions. So I ain't really had anybody griefed me on that yet, but I don't know. I had Larry's boy, you know, he Googled a couple things for me and told me about Hillary Bush or whatever. He griefed me on that. So I don't know who else is running. Is there anybody else out there that's even important?
There's a handful of GOP candidates that are running.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about the GOP. I mostly know about Democrats and Republicans, but is that like a new one they're doing?
No, that would be the grand old party. It would be the Republican Party, actually. It would be the GOP.
Yeah, see, that's one of them confusing things I'd have to hire somebody to figure out. But, you know, I'm good at, like, hiring people to do stuff, you know what I mean, and finding smart people that'll do all that for me. And I think it'll work out pretty good.
Well, it sounds like you've got a campaign running then. I mean, it sounds like you've had some mud slung your way, and you've had a rebuttal. You've had an opportunity to defend yourself. And
That's one big benefit I have is, you know, when it comes to mudslinging, all the experience I have with that, years of digging clams and worms. So I'm not too worried about, when mud comes flying, you know, I'm used to all that. But for people that don't think I'm qualified, you know, I think I laid it out pretty good for you.
It sounds like you're very well versed and very well experienced.
Yeah, so this Dale Down Millbridge, and I'm running for president for 2017? I can't remember, because it's like next year though, right?
It would be next. It would be 2016.
2016.
It's a 2016 campaign. This is,
we're in 2015, right?
Yeah, that would be yes.
So it's next year. I got to put that on the calendar, so I keep forgetting that.
You might want to.
So, 2016, go ahead and vote for Dale Down Millbridge. And, you know, I don't know who my vice president's going to be. I think maybe Larry or Jibby. I'll find somebody. Or maybe somebody smarter than them guys. I don't know.
Right. Might be nice to have a right-hand man that's a little bit more versed, maybe.
Yeah, probably good. Well, I mean, even if he's left-handed.
Right.
You know, I wouldn't object to having I don't know. I'll have to look into that. I don't know if we've had a left-handed vice president before, but that could be something that helps me in the campaign.
It could.
Is Dale very well could have the first left-handed vice president.
Very well could be. Well, thanks for coming in, and we look forward to, you know, seeing some of your ads coming, and, you know, seeing some of your stickers and hear more about your bid for president.
Sure. Yeah, this is Dale Down Millbridge. Go ahead and drop that beat, Duddy. There you go. Some colored fellas, huh? That's a good tune. I like this one. Is that Miles Davis? Huh? Louis Armstrong? Just pass that jib over here. I'm gonna get friggin' ripped so I can drop this verse. Pass me some of that Allen's Coffee brandy, too. Huh? Oh, I thought you said something. Yeah, you want to turn that up in my headphones, Daddy? Yeah, there you go. That's much better. Just Dale and Larry. Is right. Friggin' rip. Armed and dangerous. Ain't too many can bang with us. Straight up greed bundle, angel dust. Label us notorious. Drunk claim diggers that love to bust. It's strange to us. Y'all niggas be scrambling, gambling. Up in Jaspers with mandolins and violins and shit. We just sitting here trying to win, trying not to sin. High off green button, lots of gin. So much smoke, need oxy-10s. Steadily counting them urchins. You should too, if you knew what this game would do to you. been in this shit since 82. Look at all the bullshit I've been through. So-called beef with you-know-who, Larry. Fuck a few dirty whores or two. Then blue light because, like, Mike shit, not to be fucked with. Christ, the son of a whore's better duck quick, because me and my dog love to buck shit. Fuck luck shit, strictly aim. No aspiration to quit this game. Spit your game, talk your shit, grab your gat, call your chicks, squeeze your clip, hit the right one. Pass the green button, got to light one. All them diggers I got to fight one. All them clambos I got to like one. Ass situation is a tight one. What you gonna do, fight or run? Seems to me that we'll take thee. Larry and Dale, digger die slowly. I'm gonna tell you like a digger told me. Clams rule everything around me. Shit, lyrically, diggers can't see me. Fuck it, buy the coke, coke, cook, coke, got it. Blow that bitch before you caught yourself loving it. What? Bitch, be diddly, what are you talking about? Get out of here, it ain't your turn. Doesn't it seem odd to you? Dale comes through with lobsters and brews. Good fellows down with down east dudes. Who's Achilles? Me or you? Frigate. I'm out.
Thanks for listening. If you like the show, let people know. Spread the word. Don't forget to like our Facebook page. Check out our YouTube channel and follow us on Twitter. If you have any questions or things you'd like to hear on the show, let us know by emailing us at twodowneastdudes@gmail.com. That's the number 2, downeastdudes@gmail.com. If you'd like to contribute to the show, please click on the Amazon banner on our website at www.twodowneastdudes.com. Again, that's the number 2, downeastdudes.com. It doesn't cost any more, but we do get a small percentage of the purchase price. You can also feel free to donate to us directly via our PayPal link on the website.
Come on, dude!